The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. Very sportsy again. All available on podcastarena.com. And I hope everybody's having an awesome Tuesday. If you missed out on any of that, you know where to find it. You can also check us out on the live stream if you like. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream. And I wanted to get back to some college football, and we'll get to some lines here in a little bit. But finish off the top 25 and a couple of Texas schools. We started this, and then we had Jerome, and then a gym of the day. Wisconsin bounced back with a win over Iowa. John, was that you that picked Iowa +3 in our pool?
Yes.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding. Shame. you were mentioning Michigan. Michigan seems to have gotten its act together.
Yeah, like I said, Shea Patterson's really starting to figure it out. And Harbaugh's starting to realize that, kind of like Washington, he needs style points now.
Yeah.
He needs to go out there and impress. Has.
I think if they just win and beat Ohio State, they'll be fine. I don't know if they need style points.
I tend to think so too, but
because they've still got that at the end of the rainbow for him.
But I think what he's doing there is he's just showing. I think he's showing his team that they're better than what people think they are.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think about them losing to Notre Dame to open the season, it's not like they got blown out by Notre Dame. I think if they played that game this week, Michigan might win.
I think Michigan outplayed them in a lot of phases of that football game and could have easily won. But, yeah, it's no knock. I think Notre Dame's turned out to be better than I expected, too.
But Michigan's got a tough schedule. They unlike Ohio State, they have to play Wisconsin. They have to play Michigan State at Michigan State. And they get, and I think that's all in a row, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Penn State, 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, the first two aren't as daunting as they may have looked before the season, at least at this point. I still don't know what Penn State is. I think we'll find out a lot more this week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. They get Northwestern this week, who 1-0 in conference now. So, I think Michigan is maybe a team that I'm going to be looking to back going forward, although I'm probably not this week giving 14 on the road, but in some of these closer games, these you know, against Michigan State, against Wisconsin, I'm going to be looking to side with Michigan.
Miami beat Florida International, but most importantly, they let Florida International score 17 in the fourth quarter to ensure an easy cover.
They did, yeah. Were you sweating that at some point?
I was sweating it until it was 31-7, and it looked like Miami had totally taken their foot off the gas.
Yeah, they were done.
Yeah, that's good. We got it.
Miami better than I thought, I think. And I think the big equalizer is them going to Nakosi Perry at quarterback, because they were just getting nothing from the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to get a little bit of something out there, and they may be tougher than I would have thought at the beginning of the season going forward.
Poor Boston College. They get ranked at number 23 and then go on the road and throw
just get drugged.
Four picks and Purdue just kills them.
I don't know how that happened, but that's what you get for putting Boston College in the top 25.
A bunch of turnovers. That'll do it for you every time. Michigan State beats Indiana at Indiana, 35-21. Michigan State's still not looking like a team I'm all that scared of.
No.
If I'm Michigan or anybody right now. And number 25, BYU beats McNeese 30-3.
Yeah, McNeese not bad for an FCS school, and BYU takes care of business. Got a big lead at halftime, although McNeese was winning early on in that game. I think they scored first. But by halftime, you could kind of tell BYU was in control, and then they're just so physical that they were able to just keep it rolling. So nice win for BYU. They're 3-1 now, right?
Yeah, 3-1, and they play Washington next. Washington 17.5-point favorites at home. Washington hasn't blown out anybody yet.
Yeah, I don't.
I like Washington, but
and like I said, the way to beat Washington is to run the ball on them. BYU's not going to be looking to chuck the ball around a whole bunch, I don't think.
No.
The only team that BYU blew out, or that Washington blew out, was North Dakota.
Yeah.
This ain't North Dakota.
And they beat Utah, but they didn't crush them. And same thing with Arizona State.
I'm curious what you think. One of the most interesting games this coming week, it's a Pac-12 game. Neither team is ranked. Is Colorado ranked now?
I don't think so.
Okay. But they are undefeated. Colorado giving 10.5 against UCLA. It seems like that's a spot where you're getting value on UCLA, who still hasn't put anything together yet. But I don't know if there's a bottom, if we've seen the worst of UCLA yet.
I'm kind of with you. I'm not finding that on pregame right now. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Is that like a Friday night game or something?
I don't think.
Yeah, it is. It's Friday night.
Oh, okay.
At Colorado.
Yeah.
On a Friday night game. Boy, I think I'm taking Colorado here.
I don't think I'd blame you. It seems like it'd be a value spot, but yeah, that's
But man, you know how those road games on Thursday, Friday nights, and yeah, Colorado's not a bad team. UCLA, I got nothing for right now.
No.
So yeah, I might be on Colorado there. You're right. It does seem like a value spot. I'm looking at another one there. Memphis minus 14 at Tulane.
No.
Memphis is pretty much a machine right
They're
now.
They're really good.
And that and the over 67, I think.
And
I
like. Tulane is blowoutable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and Miami minus 18 at home against North Carolina. Interesting to me that they were 27.5-point favorite, 26.5 over Florida International. They're only 18 over North Carolina. That's got to be name only, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It's weird.
Yeah, I might be on Miami in
North
that
Carolina
one.
Is not very good, and that number's gone down. It opened at 19.5.
21.5.
21.5. So yeah. There's money coming in on North Carolina.
Wow.
Okay. Maybe they haven't seen North Carolina play this year.
I think they're just looking at the name.
If you go watch some North Carolina film, you won't want to bet on them.
Yeah, and what you said earlier about Miami, that might. They might be getting pretty good now.
They're getting better.
And, I mean, North Carolina got beat, 41-19 by East Carolina.
By East Carolina. Which, by the way, East Carolina better than they looked. Like, I'm upgrading East Carolina a little bit.
Yeah. And
but
then,
still, I mean, you can't get blown out by a team like that.
They did come back and beat Pitt, but I don't know how they did that either. So, but yeah, man, looking at those Thursday, Friday games there. I think I'm on Memphis and Colorado. I don't like giving up that many points in both cases, but I feel pretty good about both of those. Let's look at some of the Saturday games. I want to give Rice an opportunity at plus 25.5 against Wake Forest, but after they boned me last week, no. Interestingly enough, East Carolina minus 7 now against Old Dominion. But if you get last week's Old Dominion, isn't that value?
Yeah.
You know what I like better, though? 62 is the over. I kind of feel like if that's the team you're going to get, East Carolina is going to put up some points, too. I don't mind Temple getting 13 from Boston College.
No. Boy, Boston College. I don't know what to think of them now.
Yeah.
They'll
be at home, but...
such an odd result.
Yeah. Syracuse plus 24 at Clemson. Boy, if Clemson weren't starting Lawrence, I would unload on Syracuse.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I don't know what I'm going to see with Lawrence in the game. I'm just looking at a few of these here. Nothing's really jumping out. South Carolina getting a point and a half at Kentucky. Kind of feel like after what Kentucky did to Mississippi State, maybe they're for real. Utah minus 1.5 at Washington State. That should be right up your alley.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I had Washington State covering against USC last week. They're pretty good at home. And that offense, I mean, Leach's offense is always going to be well designed. But
still not sure what to make of them. Yeah.
Arizona State minus 21.5 against Oregon State. My God, Oregon State's bad.
Oregon State's so bad.
Yeah, the Washington BYU number is Washington minus 17.5.
I guess we didn't mention the Baylor-Kansas game.
Yeah.
We were wrong.
Yep.
Kansas is still way worse than everybody else in the Big 12.
Yeah, and Baylor's not as awful as I thought they were.
Well, they're still pretty bad.
However, I'm not taking them plus 23.5 against Oklahoma, I can tell you that.
Nah.
Alabama, 48-point favorites over UL Lafayette. God. So Texas minus 8.5 at Kansas State. Doesn't this just seem like a spot where Bill Snyder's team shows up? I don't know if they necessarily win. But Texas is coming off TCU. They got OU next week. This is kind of the breather game. Is this the spot where Kansas State might cover the 8.5?
I don't know what to think. You're right. It is a spot play for Kansas State. But Texas also looks like maybe they figured something out. And if they've got momentum rolling, I mean, that's the first time they've won 3 games in a row since Mac Brown was coaching.
Yeah.
Their players are so much better than Kansas State's. And
but how many times have we said that Bill Snyder's teams pull off upsets?
It happens. But you saw that's a lot of people were thinking that about Kansas State last weekend against West Virginia, and they didn't even show up.
Really, this whole season, I think they haven't been the same. Man, here's an intriguing one: West Virginia minus 3 at Tech. How about the over 77 here? I got to feel pretty good about that. I might play Tech. Tech might win this.
I mean, at Tech, anytime West Virginia is at home, I'm not looking to bet against them.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But at Tech, that's a different conversation. But I'm not sure what Tech is.
Yeah. Are they what we've seen really the last 2 weeks? Because, I mean, they put up 63 on Houston. They also gave up 49, but UH's offense is pretty damn good. Oklahoma State minus 18 at Kansas.
Man, I think I have to say Oklahoma State.
I kind of think
they've got to get right.
I kind of think Oklahoma State is going to stomp a hole in them this week. All right, we'll do some more of that in a bit. But right now, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academy. And guys, if you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, it could be a car, it could be a truck, it could be a motorcycle, it could be a tractor, it could be an RV, and maybe you know it was broken down, you were going to fix it up, you never got around to it. Well, about this, donate it today, because here's what they're going to do for you. They're going to come tow the vehicle free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 gift card. And the cool thing is, guys, it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow your vehicle. It's that simple. And that money goes to help kids at the Texans Can Academies. And these are kids that have dropped out of other schools. And Texans Can Academies works with them to give them another chance. Works with whatever issues they had at that school, helps them graduate, which so many of them do, to go on and do great things, and that's why they need your donations. All you have to do, be the next Blitzer to step up, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to carsforkids.org, right off the car, not the kid.
Into the maze, I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and Alex Bregman has just put your Astros up 2-0. So,
well,
there you go. All right. joining us now, friend of the show.
You.
Buddy Koo.
Yes, sir. Your favorite Africa. I'm back for the third time. Yes.
Well.
Is this a record or what? Am I breaking records or what am I doing? I'm probably the only African comedian you guys ever had on the show, right?
I believe so.
Yes. In your face, Michael Blackson. Yes.
I still think you trail Craig Gass in overall appearances, though.
Oh, I love Craig Gass. He's my guy, but I love him. Love him to death. But so, look, he's not African. My whole thing is I'm the first African, only African, I hope. Because you ever get any other African, I'm going to be Highlander. I'm going to get on my Highlander stuff, and I'm going to go crazy and probably going to kill him after you get him on the show. I'm just saying, there's only one, and I'm the only guy, Kui Gentie, your favorite African, in the building, third
what
time on the
African
show.
American?
I don't know. It's not me. Okay. I don't even consider myself black. I consider myself African.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
but if we had an African American, you would be okay with it.
Oh, yeah, he's black. He's fine.
Okay, just a black guy. But
so long as it's not like an African that just shows up with a dashiki on and he's going, hey, I'm African comedian and I do jokes. No, he's got to go.
Okay.
He's got to go. I'm the only guy that does the African stuff.
Well, let's see whether or not you get to come back because I need to know
where
you come down on the AJ versus the comedian.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I saw that, 2 weeks ago, man? About 2 weeks now?
Something like that. Yeah. What was your take on? Were you mad at me as well?
No. I'm the outside looking in. I'm the guy looking. I didn't know what happened. All I know is Joe Bates is a phenomenal comedian. Love that guy. He posted something about he doing Bob and Tom or something, and he's saying that some local radio guy talked crap about his comedy.
I said he was horrible when I saw him. I hosted Houston's Funniest Person, and he was the worst comic there.
I get that. But
in his defense, it was like, I think it was his first year doing it.
It was his first year doing it. This is what I'm saying. Like when he posted
it. Somebody had to be the worst guy there. It was just him.
He just happened to be the guy.
It was him.
There's no bad guy or good guy in this situation. I just felt like it just kind of blowed out of proportion because I don't know who sent you that picture because you guys are not even Facebook friends.
Yeah, I can't disclose it. But it is.
It was such a crazy thing. I was like, wow. And I love AJ and I love Joe Bates. I was like, what is happening right now? It was crazy. And you guys were blaming Clint Shorter from Spring, Texas, and he's freaking out because I did a show with him late on that night, and he was like at Jai's Bar. You guys crapped on Jai's Bar, apparently I heard.
He did.
Bar is close to my house. I mean, it's not a great scene. It's not great for comedy. Like it's not great for anything really. Like they've got a really good beer selection, but it's really hard to pay attention to comedy when there's so much other stuff.
Oh, they
going
got a lot
on.
Of stuff going on. You have to be really good to get the attention. And I always get the
tough,
attention.
Man.
So yeah, but you need that though. Not every time you can. Not all most of your gigs are gonna be comedy clubs. You're gonna have to do some lot of hell gigs, and that's considered kind of like a.
That's
hell
a hell gig. I can imagine
because you got people smoking, and that is one lady one time she go, "Tell me a joke, funny man, make me laugh." I go, "Do you talk to your husband like that? Something like that? That's pretty deep voice for a lady your age."
Yeah, a big girl's breast fell out.
Heard about that. Yeah. That is awkward.
Yeah,
that was really.
It
awkward.
Was awkward.
Oh my god! So you went to go see Barry Laminack, obviously.
Yeah.
So how did he do?
He actually did well, and there was another guy who the guy who really saved the show was this guy named, I want to say Spike Miller.
Spike Miller, I heard about that.
He really saved the day because it was fall. Clinton wasn't on his A game. I think he was a little loaded.
I got on him about that, really, Dad. So you cannot be, you can never get that loaded. On
yeah, and it like he lost the crowd, and it was basically just turning into an insult session between him and somebody in the audience. And then Spike Miller came out and said, "I'm hosting for the rest of the night."
Thank God.
And he kind of saved it. It could have gotten really bad.
Oh yeah,
but he learned. But he did well.
It's funny because you made Clint Shorter famous now because everybody's like,
he's very famous,
and everybody's like, "Yo, they talking about you on the Blitz, man, blah." But it's not for the good thing. Either. Not for comedy. It's for stuff that he did wrong, and he feels so bad about it. I said, "Man, you got to call him one day and try to redeem your name because they really think you're like a horrible comic now."
Man,
save your stuff.
Yeah, but that's how you get famous sometimes. Some of our most memorable interns were guys who screwed up.
Right. But let me tell you something, AJ. Comics are very sensitive people. So
they are. I don't get
super
it.
Super sensitive. Because that's what we wire. That's how it gets us going. For years, I was so mad at my son's mother because I was like, I'm funny. I'm going to prove that I'm funny. And I used to just have that image of her thinking I sucked on stage to just do well. And she's carried on her life, and she's married and having a good old time. But I'm still worried about what she thought about comedy. But we just take something and just run with it. So, yeah, when Joe Bates posted it, I was like, yeah, I could see his little Michael Jordan moment.
Yeah.
He just remembered you. And it just speaks volumes that he remembered you and go, you know what? Shout out to that guy that thought I sucked, but I'm doing Bob and Tom right now.
Yeah, Bob and yeah, congratulations.
That's a good show, though, isn't it?
No.
It used to be. I mean, it's still technically nationally syndicated, but it's in zero major markets. It's all in like, you know, I think the only market in Texas it's in is, was it Lubbock?
I think they were Lake Charles. Lake Charles and Lubbock.
Lake Charles,
area,
yeah, but I mean, it's in zero major markets
now. Oh, boy.
Yeah, things have gone downhill. Well, but I guess there was a lot of comics were upset with me.
Oh my god, it was
him.
Crazy, man! Because we have our own comics page, and it was really crazy.
I tried to get added to that page just so I could defend myself because apparently
nobody wanted to add you in there.
No, because apparently there was a comic in there who called me the C word.
Oh boy!
And I wanted to see who it was.
Oh boy!
And I couldn't get in. They said I've got to film myself doing open mic. So I'm gonna go out to an open mic. I'm gonna write about 3 or 4 minutes, and then I'm gonna.
You actually go do this?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Nice. I have to. Now.
I gotta come. I gotta watch.
And
it.
Then
I would
go
not
there,
miss this.
And I'm gonna burn that mother down.
3 or 4 minutes on each guy who called you something on there. That's what I would do.
But what's the point, though? It's worthless now, man.
It is now.
The guy's moved on with his life. Hope he had a good weekend at that place he performed at. I mean, yes. That's what comedy is. But comedians are real sensitive people. I could have told you that. You can't say anything bad about a comedian. He will hold that against you. Even Kevin Hart, man. Kevin Hart held grudges against people that told him he sucked, and he mentioned them on TV, on radios, and you'd be like, wow. It's kind of crazy.
Get it, man. We were talking to Barry about that. I think you have to have that kind of insecurity.
You have to. That's what fuses, man. Like, shout out to my girlfriend. She's great. She makes me happy. So I have to pick fights with her so I can get really angry so I can go on stage and rip the stage because all that lovey-dovey stuff's not going to work for me. I have to have some kind of, you made the pancake wrong today, baby, so I got to be angry and I got to go tell jokes. You know what I mean?
That's what gets us fired up, man.
We have to do something like that to just get us going, man. Just pick.
Give it time. You'll have plenty of things to be pissed about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right now we're in a rosy part of the relationship. It's like, but I know it's going to get worse. I know it's going to be like, yeah, throw away the trash. And be like a whole bunch of cursing each other. But, yeah. But
so,
I'm excited.
You got another big show coming up, which is why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Just tell the people about it.
Houston Improv, October 17th. Cooey Gentie and Friends. If you've never been to none of my shows, it is the best local produced show ever. Joe Bates not on the show, or AJ Hoffman's not on the show, so don't have to worry about coming to see them. We have other local comics that are really phenomenal, and they're really good, man. Funny guys. I've been doing the show for like almost 4 years now, and come to show some love. Tickets are available right now at www.improvhouston.com. $20 the ticket, or if you want to get VIP, it's $25. So buy right now, one time only. Put in KU in promo code, KU into the promo code.
How do you spell that again?
KU.
It's gonna be really confusing for me. I don't know if I can remember that.
Right, just put KU in promo code and get $5 off right now, Houston. Get $5 off ticket sales. You can get VIP for $25, would be $20 or $15, or $20 to $15 for regular price. But come check it out. The show starts at 8. Phenomenal show, over at 10. It's great, man. We've done a whole bunch of them, and we always have good people entertaining the city of Houston, man. We have a plethora of funny people. A lot of funny people in Houston.
You really should have gotten Joe Bates on that show.
I should have. Now
strike
I feel
while
like
the iron's hot.
It was like, God, it was bad for him. If I had that, it would probably sold out 2 shows or something.
I think
Joe
Bates,
compete.
He got more heat off of that than he's ever gotten in his life.
Should have got him and Clayton.
Yeah, Clayton too. Clayton should be thanking
me. Clayton was the buddy. Clayton getting bad publicity. He's getting like he's a horrible comic.
Who said that?
But people are inboxing and say, hey, man, they're crapping on you on the Blitz.
No, he's the one who sent me the thing about Joe Bates. That's all.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
That's because I talked to him about it.
Well, that's
all
we said.
Exactly. Again, he's getting a lot of heat behind it. And he's going, why do they hate me so much? I don't even know.
No,
I said, if
I
come
Clinton.
To the show, they're going to talk to me about it. And I'm going to have to say that, no, Clinton's a good guy.
I used his name because it was Barry and I were at that show, and I was talking to Barry at the time when he was on having to defend himself that it wasn't him who gave me the information.
Right.
But because he knew the guys, like I had seen him drunk and in total hell shape.
Right.
So it was just funny for me to say it was him that gave it to him.
I know, because
it wasn't him.
It went like spread like wildfire. Everybody was trying to kill Clinton because he's obviously a small person. It was like, oh, we gonna kill Clinton. I was like, oh my God, what is happening right now? It was so crazy. It was nuts.
Carlos Mencia is actually who sent me that screenshot. Yeah, so it was him.
Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
You know, I changed my laugh. Did you guys watch the Toronto press conference yesterday with Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, the robot laugh.
Oh my God, that's my new laugh now. This is my new laugh. That's it. He laughed like it was such an uncomfortable laugh. I was like, what is that? He was laughing like a dolphin or something.
Yeah, that was really weird.
He was laughing like a dolphin on crack or something.
We never hear him talk because he's never talked.
Right. He said he was a fun guy. That was the best part. He said, I'm a fun guy. Then he goes, ah. I'm like, whoa, what was that? I wish I was the camera guy because the camera guy's going, that's scary.
Yeah.
Hey, can you stick around for a second? We gotta pay some bills here.
Absolutely.
Let's all right, I got to go to my man, Lawyer Dave, who is on the line. And Lawyer Dave is the guy you need if you've been in an accident. And if you live in the city, you've been in a car accident. And he takes care of car accidents, 18-wheelers, industrial workplace, slip and fall, you name it. Lawyer Dave. And Dave, you do a lot more than that, right? You take care of people who have been hurt by drugs, doctors, or hospital negligence. Tell the people what all you do.
You bet, Fred. Any kind of a way somebody gets hurt in an accident, like you said, or if they're hurt because of the bad actions of a doctor or a hospital, we take care of all the blitzers for those kind of things. And here's what's important to know. We don't get paid until we win. And the consult is free, and the work is free until we win. That's important to know, blitzers.
Yeah, so let's say I'm in an accident tomorrow. I can call you up, come in, talk to you, don't pay a dime, and you'll tell me whether you can help me out or not.
You bet I will, Fred, and if it's something that I can't help you with, I'll find somebody that does. I've been doing this almost 30 years. I pretty much know everybody in the business. So if you get any kind of a scrape or just have a legal question, you better dial Dave at 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, buddies.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where you are in Texas, right? You'll come over to Beaumont, you'll take care of people in the Golden Triangle, anybody who can hear my voice, right?
That's absolutely right, Fred. I've got a case set out in Beaumont here in the next couple of weeks. We've helped lots of blitzers out in the Golden Triangle, all the way out to El Paso, north of Dallas, and down to the Valley. We take them everywhere in Texas.
All right, that's Lawyer Dave. Any kind of accident, any kind of question, just give him a call, 713-626-8900, or go on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave. Been in an accident? Better dial Dave.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and I wanted to ask Koo one more thing before we get you out of here. Because this whole thing that A.J. got going on Facebook.
Right.
Hey, listen, I go to a lot of comedy shows, as you know.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes people aren't at their best.
For sure.
I think we've all seen that.
For sure.
Now, I haven't called people out by name, but, you know, I don't you want to know if you had a bad show?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Is like everybody on Facebook going to tear into me if I say, I've seen them and they were better?
Comedy's subjective, though.
Yeah, but you also know when you're not on and you don't have a good show.
Oh, right?
We know that here. Believe me, if we have a bad show, we both just kind of look at each other and go, okay, that wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. But of course, yeah. I've been doing it for 11 years. I still have like horrible shows that I've done. Yeah, but that just happens. It's coming to territory.
But I feel like I'm not allowed to tell you had a bad show.
You could.
Yeah. Or I'm going to get eaten alive on Facebook.
See, but me,
by
I'm not
a bunch of people who I respect, by the way, that are on that.
I saw that. That was kind of weird. But no, I'm just saying it was just, to me. I don't know. I mean, I guess Joe Bates is, people love him. That's what happened.
That guy sucks.
No, he does not suck. Joe Bates is amazing.
Amazing at what?
He's an amazing comic now.
Please.
Have you seen his recent stuff?
No, God, no.
That's what I'm saying. You got to see it. He's improved.
No, because he moved to Terre Haute, Indiana or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nobody would laugh at him here.
He's actually a great comic. He's actually good. Again, he's one of my favorites.
Okay, well,
I don't know that night you saw him. Huh?
You and I have very different tastes.
Of course we do. You hated Black Panther, remember?
I didn't hate Black Panther.
You said Black Panther was okay. He was like, it's okay.
That's not true. I liked Black Panther.
It was Fred that said it was.
I just said it was a little overrated.
There you go. He was one. I knew one of y'all didn't like it.
Because there are people who are this is
one
the greatest.
I knew it was one of you guys didn't like it.
This is the greatest Marvel movie ever. No, it wasn't. It was okay. I mean, I enjoyed it, but Greatest Marvel movie ever? It's not even Guardians 1. Come on.
It's the greatest Marvel movie ever if you're African.
Well, exactly. What kind of fan
are you? See, we're allowed to have different opinions.
Forever. I'm just saying, I don't hate... just because you don't like Black Panther doesn't mean you're a bad person.
If you put Wakanda in Syria, I might have enjoyed the movie.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be like a 5-minute movie, by the way, if it's done in Syria. Yeah, a whole bunch of explosions and people dying for no reason. I'm like, well, okay, movie's over with.
Wasn't that the end of Infinity War?
Yeah, that was pretty dope, though. I like Infinity Wars. I can't wait till part two come out.
Yeah, it's one of those, and I'll say the same thing about Black Panther, too. The more I watch, especially Marvel movies, the more I like them the second and third time. Like, and Infinity War I've seen 3 times now, and I have much more appreciation for it. And I like Black Panther a lot better the second time.
You like it because you're on Netflix now, you're comfortable at home, you can...
Well, that's part of it.
You can eat popcorn with your boxes on with no shirt and just watch, and you go, yeah, I can appreciate it. I can see what Chadwick Boseman going with this. But you know what? That guy stole the show from... Brandon B. Jordan stole the movie from him, man. For real. I really feel bad for Chadwick Boseman was like, yo, I'm supposed to be a Black Panther. Like, no, man.
No, he wasn't even the biggest star in that movie.
No, Killamanga took that and just ran with it.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing performance.
Like, literally, like, everybody's trying to worry, but he kind of had that feel of that Dark Knight feel to it.
Well, it almost felt like he was supposed to be the bad guy, and you kind of wanted him to win.
Yeah, that's how it was with the Joker. Like, he was, because Ledger's character was so perfect.
Do you think they picked the wrong Black Panther?
No, I don't think they picked the wrong Black. I just think that nobody thought Brandon B. Jordan was going to be that good.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, they don't think it was going to be that good, but he just showed
he's
up
good actor.
And just was amazing. But look, did you hear about the new Joker coming out?
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix? I can't wait to see that one. It's going to be weird looking, man.
I was against it at first until I saw the picture.
Preview?
I love the Joker. I'm a huge Joker guy. So now I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so who's the worst Joker you guys ever know? Who's the worst one? The worst Joker movie?
Well, I know he's going to say Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto's the worst to me, the last one.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I didn't like it either. I mean, you can go back to the Batman TV show days, and it was better than that.
Wow.
Caesar Romero.
Caesar Romero, yeah.
Caesar Romero was better than that.
Nicholson was better than him.
Nicholson.
Nicholson to me is still my favorite, better. Though, because he was like the original for me, because he was just that guy.
I mean, yeah. Heath Ledger was transcendent. Heath Ledger was the Joker Jesus.
But I think, I'm telling you, we talked about this the other day. I think DC is, they're blowing it because they keep changing up these actors instead of like establishing people and saying, like Marvel did, like saying, Robert Downey Jr., this is Iron Man. Get used to it.
I'm excited for if they make Michael B. Jordan the first black Superman. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess. But it's...
But what's going to be his weakness, though? Because, you know, Superman's weakness is like kryptonite, right?
Because
I think his weakness is probably going to be like...
Credit score.
Fat white girls and chicken or something.
Superman's credit score is going to be his biggest issue.
Like, he shows up to save somebody and be like, holy crap, it's a fat white girl. And she eats some KFC chicken right now. Is KFC chicken one of your sponsors or Popeye?
No, we don't have, you're good. We don't have a chicken sponsor.
Cool, perfect.
Yeah. We might get one now.
Exactly. I have to say chicken. Popeye's chicken is the best.
Delicious.
Send it to my address, please. CooeyGenT@gmail.com.
You can't send chicken to an email address.
Well, the whatever free email, whatever is, the free coupons, whatever.
All right. Tell them one more time about the show.
All right. This show right here is the hottest show in the month of October, man. It's CooeyGenT and Friends. It's at the Houston Improv, one of the best comedy clubs in the country. We have everybody on there, man. It's going to be a phenomenal show, man. I'm going to close the show out. It's my show. Tickets right now is on sale. You can get tickets for $20 or $25 VIP. And you go to www.improvhouston.com and buy your tickets right now. Don't wait, Houston. Get it right now. And we're only doing this for right now for limited time only. Promo code to get $5 off ticket sales. All you have to do is type in my name, Koo, K-U. Spelled, that's it. Two letters, short and sweet. K-U, and get $5 off. Right now. Do it right now, Houston. I had a couple people come to my show the last time. It was like, and you enjoyed it. So, yeah, you have some good listeners. They showed up.
There you go.
So I need more people to show up and come show some love to your boy, man.
And some of them will misspell your name, I can assure you.
For sure. That's why I spell it right now.
K-U.
K-U.
Oh.
K-U. First name is K-U. Last name is E-G-E-N-T-I. And Friends Showcase, October 17th, Houston Improv. Do it right now, guys. I love you.
All right.
And go Texans.
And you know what? If that comedy career doesn't work out, AJ has a place where you can go.
What?
Well, yeah, my computer career.
Oh, what?
Yeah, let me help you out.
Are you trying to sell me a product right now, live on air?
I actually think this is where Joe Bates is going to end up.
Oh, my God.
If you're not good at your job, you're just not making enough money, my computer career can help you out. You can do something you love. Make more money. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You can attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, we got more giveaways. So we're going to give away the Skeeters tickets at $6.50. The Skeeters are going to the championship. Win a four-pack of tickets to watch your Skeeters take on the Long Island Ducks in Game 2 of the Atlantic League Championship.
The Ducks.
At Constellation Field on Wednesday, September 26th. If you didn't win but don't want to be left out, Skeeters have you covered because they're celebrating by offering tickets as low as $5 each. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com and help your team paint it black by getting your tickets now. So at 6:50, caller 10. And then we've got more Oktoberfest tickets, but I'll tell you how we're going to give those away as the show winds down before Late Hits with Patrick Creighton comes on at 7 o'clock. Yeah, I was walking by to get some water earlier because I managed to make it through my gallon today, and I was still thirsty. And he was yelling about something over in the studio.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I guess I have a couple of things for Hey Man Bleep That.
I'm going to skip my Hey Man Bleep That and tell one of my favorite stories that I didn't get to yesterday.
Okay. Why don't you
can
just
I do that?
You know what? Why don't we just drop Hey Man Bleep That and tell me both the stories?
Okay, I'll tell you both of them.
We'll have an extended dumbass report.
Two Florida man stories. A good Samaritan pulled over on a highway to help a car that appeared to be stranded. He was struck and killed by another driver. That's kind of sad, right?
Unless he was a jerk or something.
Well, then the driver who hit the guy and killed him, hit the Good Samaritan and killed him, was like, oh, I don't want to be driving around this vehicle that's involved in a hit and run. So he took the guy's car.
Oh, wow.
What? Guy stopped to help people in the vehicle who were able to drive away shortly after he pulled over. While walking back to his Hyundai, the guy was hit and killed by an F-150 driven by Dana Thomas Bird, 30 years old, of St. Petersburg. Bird got out of his car, walked up to the body, discovered the man was dead, then allegedly drove off in the Hyundai, leaving his truck and the body behind. He later also abandoned Adani's car at an engineer sales parking lot in St. Petersburg. How? Like, how do you think you're going to get away with that? You're leaving your vehicle behind that struck the guy.
You'd think the police would be able to figure that out.
Yeah, like, taking the car, that was the bonehead move. Too. Yeah, maybe so. And then another Florida man, Palm Coast. A man is accused of running around naked, swearing, and yelling at people to look at his genitals in a Chick-fil-A parking lot. Corey Hatzel, 30, was arrested Monday morning after a woman called authorities around 1 a.m. saying Hatzel was chasing her boyfriend and trying to fight him. The woman received a call from her boyfriend, who was riding his bike at a Winn-Dixie, when Hatzel started chasing him. The woman said she and her boyfriend arrived at the Chick-fil-A. Hatzel tried to fight her boyfriend and then started to take off his clothes. Official said Hatzel kept yelling at the woman's boyfriend, "You're gay for looking at my penis." When deputies arrived, Hatzel had dried blood on his nose and would not tell authorities his name. Official said he yelled at multiple vehicles driving by to look at his genitals while authorities tried to get him to put shorts on. He's charged with obstruction by not cooperating with authorities. The woman and her boyfriend did not press charges for indecent exposure.
Think they were a little turned on?
Oh, for sure.
Well, my hey man bleep, that was just going to be, I'm going to unfollow everybody who keeps mentioning Kavanaugh on Twitter.
Oh, that's a good move.
It's just so, everybody says one thing or the other. It's so dumb, and I don't care about it at all.
Won't you just mute the name?
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll save me a lot. Otherwise, I was going to have to Thanos all these people I follow, which I've been thinking about doing anyway.
Yeah.
Just snap and randomly get rid of half the people I follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he said. So, all right. So we have one more giveaway, and here's what it's going to be. And don't dial yet. Don't dial yet! Don't wait for Patrick Creighton either! You're going to win two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. God, I shouldn't do that multiple times in a show. My voice won't take it. You're going to win two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston.
That's like when people want to talk to Bob Arum on back-to-back days.
There's only so much you can do.
Come on.
I couldn't even do a segment like that. I basically can, like, three times a show, two words. All right, win two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. Oktoberfest Houston showcases the best in German and Texas culture. Craft beer and music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year. So grab your lederhosen and dirndls to taste a variety of beers. And while you listen to the best polka music in Texas at the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September 29th, general admission starts at just $25. Get your tickets now at OktoberfestWithAKHouston.com. We're going to take the 10th caller once you hear me say stay sportsy bitches to close the show. But not this time. Don't call now. Wait for it. Yeah. All right. So tomorrow we're out at the Hyatt, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Thursday we're at Bombshells in Pearland.
Crossing my fingers. Yes. Okay.
Not confirmed yet. Well, no, we're supposed to be. I think we have it worked out. But
hey, before we end the show, I wanted to give you an update on your daughter's Twitter.
Oh no! Uh-oh. Oh no! Please.
First of all, her profile picture is her with three dudes.
Great.
She quote tweeted Jaden Smith, and she said, "Him, what are you doing this weekend? Me?" And then she quote tweets Jaden Smith. It's just one word: sin.
This is my fault because I took him to lunch Saturday, both of them, and you know it was my last day to drink, so I was having some margaritas and stuff, and then we went home and watched some Rick and Morty, and. Yeah, that's probably my fault. I probably led my daughter down this path.
Oh, Fred.
It's Rick and Morty.
There's a picture of her with three dudes, and she says she's planning on sinning this weekend. R.I.P., Fred.
Oh, God. She seems so nice on Saturday, too. Both of them did. All right, that's going to wrap it up. You have to do that to me. And I'm not drinking right now. Thanks, pal. So... great job, John. Great job, AJ. I'm too depressed to live. Till tomorrow, come see us at the Hyatt. Stay sportsy, bitches. Is what the people say. If I could win the lotto, I would finally break away. Living out the dreams of a life.